identifies that it's a worldwide apostasy that's in the church, because the number four symbolizes worldwide in Bible prophecy. And these abominations in chapter 8 of Ezekiel escalate until ultimately we see the wicked within God's church bowing down to the sun, identifying the Sunday law. And the very next chapter, chapter 9, identifies the group of people within God's church that would be sealed. And they are those that are sighing and crying for the abominations that are done in the church. And as students of prophecy, we need to understand that this vision of Ezekiel has many parts that you overlay. The people that are coming to the point to where they are sealed were coexistent with the people that were entering into these increasing abominations. You overlay chapter 9 with chapter 8. Both these groups exist in the church, and they come to the point of the Sunday law in Ezekiel 8:16, and one group receives the mark of the beast and the other receives the seal of God. And Sister White says that, we read a quote where she says chapters 9 through 12 would be fulfilled, and chapter 10 is also part of that same vision, and chapter 10 identifies the cherubims and the wheels and the wings that Ezekiel had seen in vision. And we looked at passages where Sister White says that these wheels identify God's providence, His control of human events. And chapter 10 is telling us that God is in control of this situation during this time when the faithful in the church are sighing and crying over such gross apostasy. God says in chapter 10 He's in control. But Sister White also said that chapter 10 was identifying when God takes the work into His own hands. And we've set forth the premise that God takes the work in His own hands when the church is purified. And sure enough, in verse 2 of chapter 10, there's an angel commissioned to take coals from the altar and cast them into the city, which Sister White identifies as the church. And we looked at passages in the Spirit of Prophecy that identify that those coals from the altar symbolize purification. So chapter 10 is in agreement with 8 and 9. It's saying that at the Sunday law crisis, God's church will be purified. Chapter 11 refers back to those that are identified in chapter 9. It talks about these people that have been scattered. The faithful within the church have been scattered through the apostasy. And the study of the gathering and the scattering is a very deep study in prophecy, and we intend to take it up in this study, in the future study. But basically, God's people at this time in history, before the Sunday law,